Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Do you know, I feel very upbeat today.
Oh, I like that.
I don't know why.
Oh, you know,
I've just been watching the news all morning. There's no reason to feel
there's
upbeat.
There's no reason to feel upbeat if you're watching the news.
I think I might be. Sure. I might be going crazy. I might just be going nuts.
You know, it's sort of like gotten to that point where it's your brain just going, is this like some bad movie I'm watching?
Well, you know, whatever you think about politics, and we're not supposed to be political around here, I suppose, but whatever you think, it's not a very generous time, is it?
No, this is not a giving day.
Right.
Giving administration. Okay, we're not being political. Anyway, I don't know.
All the time we've got, so see you later.
there's some good things going on in the stars, maybe. That's why you feel upbeat. Guess who I have here today?
Guess.
We're talking about cats, and I'm not talking about the play. We have Pamela Knutson here, who is the board member and also the head of PR.
Yes.
She kind of runs the whole deal at the Bluebell Foundation for Cats in Laguna Canyon.
Cat people.
Cat. She's a cat lady.
Meow. Good morning. Laguna Beach. Yes. And just to clarify, I'm on the advisory board and I'm volunteer public relations, media relations, community outreach for Bluebell.
And a great writer.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. Today we're talking about the 4th annual Cats Meow Champagne Brunch and the Bluebell Foundation, which is the House of Cats in Laguna Canyon. And you drive by it every day if you go in and out of the canyon. So tell us about the upcoming event on February 19th.
February 19th. Yeah. It's our 4th annual Cats Meow Champagne Brunch at Tivoli 2. And it's, like you mentioned, on the 19th. And we hold this event as a fundraiser to beef up our funds for the Community Cat Fund, which we created to support cats that we sometimes take on from local shelters to cats that are unadoptable. A lot of cats, just people tend to adopt kittens. But you have an older cat, it often doesn't get adopted. So we will take those cats on and provide housing for it for the rest of its life. As we all probably know, Bluebell is a retirement sanctuary for cats. All of our cats come from people who either pass on or have to go to assisted care or otherwise have a life-altering change that causes them to not be able to take care of their cat anymore. So this is alternative housing if they have nobody else that can take care of their cat. So it's a retirement home, and we also take cats from, like I said, local shelters that can't, you know, aren't adoptable, and certain people who might have a hardship case but that want to place their cats with us. This Community Cat Fund will help fund that sort of situation as well.
So this is not a cat kennel type
situation. No, I'm totally blown away by this.
Are you, Jason?
Yeah.
Well, most people think it's an adoption agency or a rescue, but it's very unique in that it's truly a sanctuary.
It's a retirement home.
It's a cat house. Even your kitty.
The wholesome, healthy kind, of course.
Oh, sure. I mean, even your kitty gets to, like, retire in Laguna Beach. Come on, that's just, like, the best.
I think that is the most awesome thing for people to do, because they're not, it's a thankless task. These cats are going to, some of them could live forever.
Well, you know, and also, it's a family pet. People get extremely close to their
kitties. To their cats,
you know,
they do,
the
right.
Know, part of the family. So if someone does, can't care for it or pass on, they know that their precious one is going to be taken care of in its golden years.
Exactly. And most of our cats are senior. We just tend to get cats that are 7-plus years, which is considered senior.
So what's the typical life age
for cats in this day and age? Yeah. If it's basically healthy with no health issue, you know, anything unusual, cancer, whatever, cats can live to be 15 to 20-ish.
Oh, my God.
We've had cats at Bluebell that live into their 20s. One cat was with us since it was something like 8 and lived to be 22 at Bluebell.
Wow. That was the house cat for sure.
Yeah, he was the big alpha male.
Okay, so how did this all start? When did it start? How
it started in the 60s by a local Laguna Beach cat lady named Bertha Yergat. She lived here and owned several properties. You may have remembered her, known her. I never got the pleasure of meeting her.
No, but Yergat? Your cat? Come on.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
She founded Bluebell.
Jason's the comic.
That's radio right there. That's broadcasting.
Sorry.
Gold.
I'm punchy all of a sudden now too. Okay, continues.
Because we're picking up on Jason's upbeat mood today.
Exactly.
Bertha started, I almost said collecting cats, sort of collecting cats. It started off as a boarding facility and a rescue. She would take on cats, people who vacationed and needed a place to keep their cat. So it started as a boarding facility. She took on strays at one point before she passed on. It's known that she had 200 cats in the cottage. The cottage that Bluebell resides is where Bertha used to live.
Uh-huh.
And it's the original cottage, and still using it to house these kitty cats. So it started off that way, and she wanted to make sure that her legacy carried on when she passed on. She was getting up in years, was getting ill, and thought, I want this to continue. So she provided for Bluebell in her trust, and it's been carrying on ever since.
Fantastic. So I'm curious, what's, do they have, little rooms? Sleep and live and eat?
It's an old cottage, so it's like living in someone's home. It's open.
So they're just everywhere.
They're everywhere. We do have
I would die. I'm so allergic to cats.
So I can never take you on a tour, unfortunately. Yeah, it's a cottage, so there's different rooms. We have the main room.
If you want to kill me, invite me over.
That to happen. But there's a main room that was, the living room, different rooms that were the bedroom, the kitchen. They all just live. We have an office, a cat care facility. We have another separate facility that where the cats initially come, they get acclimated, and they do have separate rooms so that they can get used to community living. We have also some cats that may never leave. If they have special health issues, they will stay in the initial, what we call the special needs facility. Say they're diabetic or have some health issue where they have to be in their own special little cat condo. Most of them just live free reign.
How are they penned in? Is it some sort of I don't know, there's a fence around the place. It must be because there's coyotes and stuff in the canyon.
Out. We have enclosed patios, three very large enclosed patios. So they have a sense of being outside, but they're closed.
Yeah.
And it's a great setting for these cats. I mean, they get stimulated by all the nature. Yeah. And right now we've got a garden project in which certain people are sponsoring themed gardens that we're having installed throughout the property.
Really,
really beautiful.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have all the photos and stuff on the website?
Website and our Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll check that out. Well, let's talk about the champagne brunch that's coming up. It is at Tivoli 2, and it is $50 per person.
Yes.
And tell us more about the event.
Well, lots of free-flowing champagne, delicious food, as everybody knows. Those who've been to Tivoli, the food's delicious. Mm-hmm. Brunch, and we're going to have a silent auction. Lots of wonderful goodies from local artists, local vendors. So we're very fortunate. This is such a giving community. It's very exciting to have people participate and find that our cause is worthy, and everybody's excited about it. Lots of animal lovers. The Pacific Marine Mammal Center is going to contribute, so the sea lions are helping the felines, which I think is very sweet.
Oh, come on. That's good, too.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. Sea lions, felines.
Yeah.
It's heartbreakingly, it's amazing, this. It's one of those charities that's, there's no end to it. You know what I mean? There's no great kudos. There's no great. Nobody's doing this for money or for, to be
labor of love.
Exactly.
Incredibly a labor of love, because these cats are just going to live there until they finally, pass away. And to me, this is it's heartbreaking. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant stuff.
Heartwarming.
And I must say,
heartwarming.
Yeah, heartwarming. All right, whatever. It brought a tear to my eye, and I don't even like cats. So even if you don't like cats, here's the thing. They're keeping the streets clean of cats.
Yeah, we're not going to be Venice.
Right, that's really...
right?
Yeah.
Jason, you just haven't met the right cat. One.
Yeah, no, I'm not into it.
Just takes
one. I don't like them.
So, people go where? Bluebellcats.org.
Bluebellcats.org to purchase tickets.
Okay.
So get on the website and purchase your ticket. Children are welcome. It's a family-friendly event. $15 for kids.
Okay.
Under 12.
Okay.
And gosh, I guess that's it.
Yeah, I think
it'll be a really nice event.
Fantastic. We are talking with Pamela Knudsen from the Bluebell Cat Foundation. So last question. What's a factoid about cats that nobody knows that you know?
I think a lot of people think they're very solitary creatures and very independent. They're actually very family-oriented. That sounds kind of, you know, funny, but they are very affectionate. They tend to like to be around each other. I can't think. I'm kind of brain dead because I'm not feeling
social,
that great today. They're very
animals.
Social. Thank you, Jason. They're very social animals more than people think. You think of wolves and dogs as packed animals. Cats can be that way, too. You see feral colonies. They actually have hierarchies. They depend on each other. They have a sense of family. Not necessarily
like
solitary creatures.
Yeah. They also know when the person's allergic, they come right up to that person.
Yes,
and
exactly.
They're evil.
Like a sixth sense of, oh, she's so allergic. Let's just go.
Pet me.
No, let's go rub up against her and like just be, oh, I swear to God, every time. Aww. Anyway, it's my problem.
Listen, they're sentient, whatever you think about animals, whatever, they're sentient beings and they deserve to be looked after. And God knows we've bred too many of them in the world, you know, and it's a wonderful thing to that can be looked after in their dotage. I just think it's beyond belief. Brilliant.
Yeah, you know, I know we got to wrap up, but is this a model? Like, are there other cities that have cat retirement homes?
Not in, as far as I know, not in California. Utah's got a sanctuary that adopts out, but they also animals can live their lives out there. But a true sanctuary where the animal, cat, dog, whatever, lives their life out.
It's unbelievable.
It just doesn't. Yeah. You don't see it too often.
I love it.
It's rare.
Bluebell Cats, bluebellcats.org. Check it out. Go to the Champagne Brunch, 4th annual at Tivoli 2 on February 19th. For all the listeners out there, if you have other really incredible stories and people for me to interview, making a difference in our community, let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and I will consider interviewing them. And Pamela, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I love having you, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
sick.
It. So does Bluebell.
Well, thank you. And listeners, happy Friday. It's our new day. Remember, Friday, 8:20 a.m. Till next week, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.